This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. We're launching into the third hour of the program. Coming up, we got audio that you dug up, Daryl, of Donald Trump talking about grocery stores.
Yes.
And if you haven't heard this, you will be amused and maybe shocked.
Yes.
At what he has to say about what is, for what most of us experience, is a, you know, kind of take it for granted experience. We go about our business, we go to the grocery store, we go home, and it's just a normal part of life. I don't know if Donald Trump's ever been inside a grocery store. We'll find out what he had to say here in a few moments. But it's Ian and Daryl in the studio. We're talking about old media. We started in the last hour discussing the newspaper business and how the newsrooms are in a severe decline, with 45% of the jobs being cut from the newspaper newsrooms in just the last 9 or 10 years, according to Pew Research. And of course, it's, you know, it's always been under a bloodbath for the last 2 decades as far as the number of subscribers to newspapers. So we've sort of cataloged some of those changes. The Trump tariffs are also hitting the newspapers harder now that they've put a tariff on the sort of the pulp that goes into making the papers that they get from Canada. And then that led me into a story that I actually bookmarked earlier this week, because we were talking about Blockbuster Video going out of business. They've been out of business, but there are a few stores, sort of franchise stores, that were hanging on by a thread.
Right. Because they were franchised, they were allowed to retain use of the name.
Correct. And they are now almost all done, except for one store left. And so I was on the last Blockbuster Twitter page, which is a hilarious parody Twitter channel. It's, I think, at Lone Blockbuster on Twitter. And they, you know, it's very sarcastic, kind of what it would be like if you were the last Blockbuster and run by a bunch of sarcastic jerks. And it's pretty funny stuff. But one of them was like a fake sort of picture of their Blockbuster logo on the building, and it looked like the B had been busted off and singed. And it said, at Family Video, the next time you send your thugs by here, make sure they finish the job. And that's how I found out that Family Video existed. I went and I clicked on it. I'm like, oh, my God, there's a chain of video stores with 700 locations still in the United States? And indeed, Family Video seems to be doing very, very well, especially given the fact that, well, they're the last video store in any, basically in any area in which they exist.
You're reading the Lone Blockbuster? Yeah. Oh, it's hilarious. So the one that they posted yesterday. It's funny. You guys bitch about the broken shopping baskets, but when we buy new ones, nobody says, hey, those are great baskets.
So, yeah, it's right up there with Nihilist Arby's. They're both really good on Twitter. So you got a few factors here that Newsweek's getting into. So why are they still thriving? Why is Family Video, you know, still a thing when Blockbuster is a thing of the past? How is this even possible? Well, they own their buildings. That's point number one. They had the smart decision 40 years ago by their, you know, original founder, who said, we're going to buy these locations, and then, you know, we're going to save big time in the long run, stay in this business. And that's worked out for them, where they've done what they call right-sizing, where they'll take what was a huge store in the 90s and cut it back by a few thousand square feet. So they still have their core business of offering video, just not as large of a location, and they'll have like a pizza place in the other side of the building. In fact, they even say that the pizza delivery drivers will deliver a DVD to your family, so you don't even have to leave your house.
And if you order another pizza after you've watched the DVD,
they'll
take it back.
Isn't that amazing? That's innovation for you here in the year 2018. And the year 2010, according to Newsweek, may have spelled doom for Blockbuster and Hollywood Video, but the years following the fallout, 2013, 2014, and 2015, were Family Video's most profitable years. a success that Hoogland, the company's owner right now, credits to the family part of Family Video. While the entrepreneur cautioned Newsweek about giving him too much time to talk about the differences between public and private businesses, he explained that he doesn't run the family company based on quarterly profits. Instead, Hoogland focuses on building something that will last, looking out 20 to 30 years and even generations. He says,
I'm trying to imagine a scenario here to where in, say, 40, 50 years, Family Video is still technically in business, but none of what they do has to do with renting videos or selling videos, converting DVDs into whatever new technology exists.
Yeah, he actually does get into that in a little bit, kind of speculating on what the business might look like in another decade or two. He says the feeling of the business is different, adding that both employees and customers can tell they're working at and frequenting a family business. Along with negotiating late charges, Family Video also gives customers the option to rent kids' movies for free. Patrons can walk in, pick out a movie or two, take it to the counter, and walk out without ever reaching inside of their wallets. He says those types of things, those nuances, are really important over years and decades, he explained. Giving back to the community isn't confined to in-store promotions. Deanna Flynn, Senior Director of Marketing, Purchasing, and Analytics, said when she first started the company about 5 years ago, one of the first things that stood out about the business was their commitment to helping others, raising over $7 million and 1,000 tissue samples for lymphoma research, and giving about 28,000 turkeys and hams to local families during the holidays each year are just some of the ways that Family Video gives back. Hoogland said he didn't realize in his 20s how important supporting the store's local communities would be, but he since realized how incredibly powerful both customers and employees find that aspect of the business. He says, quote, we're in some small town, so you give 40 or 80 turkeys, and that solves a big chunk of the problem for some of the people in that town for Thanksgiving or Christmas, he told Newsweek. He says, I was taught growing up to take care of the people in need in the community. That's how it was done. Government didn't have to do it. People in the communities did it. While Polaroid cameras, choker necklaces, and record players are making a comeback, man, I thought we fixed that problem last night. Apparently not. Hoogland isn't certain that it's the retro feel that keeps customers venturing into the store. Sure, the person who moved from the Midwest to California and is back visiting their parents in Wisconsin feels nostalgic, but for other people who've had their stores open in their towns for 15 years, it's just another trip to pick out a movie. While he rejected being labeled retro himself, Hoogland didn't rule out the possibility of the label for the store in the future. Quote, if we can hang in and last long enough, yeah, maybe we'll get the hike in a few more years where we are retro, he said. Meaning he's expecting that the retro aspect will become bigger in the future. Customer Michael Faust, who frequents the Clinton, Iowa store to pick up a film for his family's weekly Friday night movie, told Newsweek there are four main reasons he keeps coming back. The price, the store's cleanliness, the ability to take a trip back in time, and the opportunity to find new movies. He said, I grew up in the 80s. I remember the boom of the VHS rental stores. The first one I knew of wasn't a Blockbuster. It was a gas station that was renting video cassette tapes. Although Netflix is cutting into Family Video's profits, Faust credited the store for giving him something streaming services aren't able to do. He said it was the ability to, quote, discover stuff that you never even knew existed. He said Family Video gives you something that you don't get with a streaming service, and that's a walk back in time. And if you do it right, a fun family night exploring movies you didn't know about. Now, if you're on Netflix or Hulu or whatever the other streaming services are, they're going to give you recommended other movies, right? Like you select movie A, it's an action movie. They then recommend to you movie B, which is another action movie.
Because you watch this, we think you might enjoy this.
So, I mean, you can still find movies that you didn't know about through Netflix.
Right, but there are also movies that might not be on Netflix, but there might be a copy of in a video store.
That's true, because you do have to have a deal with Netflix in order to get your video distributed through them, and they don't have everything.
Right.
So that is definitely true. And, you know, and this may just be the nostalgic side of me in this case, but there's just something different about looking at a bunch of movies in front of you than there is at, like, looking at a screen where you can maybe only see 10 titles at a time. Right. If you've got a big rack, you know, with five different levels on it in front of you, you can probably be looking at 40 or 50 different things within your field, your immediate field of vision. I mean, that's not going to be enough to keep the doors open on a video rental store, but it is different. It's one of the things they have that can't really be duplicated.
And then there's also that personal interaction to where maybe the checkout guy's like, hey, here's a movie you might want to watch.
Indeed. And they do give their, you know, most video stores that are smart, that still exist, give their employees the ability to rent as many as they want so they can be knowledgeable on the subject. There's more coming up here. You can share your thoughts. It's Free Talk Live.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses on the setup page, and then load the app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. AnyPay.global.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 13,000 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed secure node systems of any cryptocurrency, and Zencash now has supernodes. Supernodes will bring network, economic, and technical improvements across the network. And the official Zencash wallet is available on Linux, Mac, Windows, and Android devices. Learn more at Zencash.com. Zencash.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
The This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want right here, toll-free, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And I'm going to skip the rest of the story here because it's just there's not much more about, like, why Family Video is still in existence. We kind of covered the real basics, the real key to their success, focusing on their employees, focusing on their communities, doing giveaways, you know, of charitable kind of things, and then also, most importantly, owning the real estate that they have their video stores in. That was the real key to their success, and that's why they still have over 700 locations doing apparently very well, and their
That's just baffling.
Yeah, and that's, again, only in, like, five states. If you look at their footprint, it's just that kind of Iowa, Wisconsin, Michigan, Indiana, that zone. So very, very interesting. Very interesting success story there. And as they pointed out, their best years were actually after Blockbuster died off. So they actually did well in 2013 through 2015. Now, they don't expect it's going to last forever, and they're trying to figure out exactly what that's going to mean for them in the future. But for right now, it's working out. So good for them. Kudos to them. It's nice to see sort of that old model continuing on. The toll-free number here, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. And if you are in the retail space, then you might be looking to accept cryptocurrency. I could also keep you in business if you're an old video store. You know, you grab some crypto and hold on to it. That might keep the bills paid on into the future. AnyPay.global can help you accept cryptocurrency at your point of sale, at your cash register. If you've already got a tablet up there, and a lot of businesses do, they're running like the Square point of sale system on a tablet, then you're halfway there. You just go to AnyPay.global, you sign up, and the sign-up process could not be easier. It's username and password, and you're in. There's no approval. There's no paperwork. There's no government looking over your application. There is no application. You just create the username and password, and then you put your crypto wallet address, the destination wallet where you want the crypto to go to. You put those addresses into their setup page. You put the app on the device, and you are ready to go. It is that fast. It's that simple. It's way easier than you think it's going to be. The only thing that takes time is downloading a wallet. Like, if you don't already have your wallet, your crypto wallet, that's going to probably take the most time of the whole thing of setting up AnyPay.global. If you already have a crypto wallet and you already have a tablet, I mean, you literally are already almost done without even having started. AnyPay.global. Go there. You can easily accept Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Dash, Zcash, and more, including Litecoin, I think Dogecoin as well. So once again, AnyPay.global. Let's go to David. He's in New Mexico on Skype. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, Albuquerque, New Mexico. So that video store apparently is to Blockbuster what the dollar stores are to Walmart. They kind of fill that same niche, but that's not what I called about. The so do you remember these various shootings? There was, how about the kid that was in a hotel and was ordered by the cops out of a room and down on the floor and to crawl backwards toward the cops?
Yeah, that was Mesa, I think it was Mesa, Arizona, where they blasted that guy for what they thought was going for a gun on his belt.
Oh, right. His pants were falling down because he was crawling on the floor.
Yep.
Right. Here's the recurring theme. The cops, in that case, by my assessment, the cops forced an error on the part of the guy that they were telling to crawl backwards. If they hadn't made him do all the stupid things like that, they wouldn't have shot him. But because they pushed and they pushed and they pushed in their little routine, they forced an error on the part of a, you know, basically innocent person.
Well, what we've seen in those cases, and in that case specifically, is the police will give seemingly or actually contradictory orders to a person.
Yes.
They will say, put your hands up and get on the ground.
And don't move.
Yeah, I mean, they'll give simultaneous contradictory orders that if one tries to follow them both at the same time, they will violate one or the other. And so, therefore, they violated the cop's order, and therefore, they get shot.
Right.
Exactly. So now I'm a cop, and I hate Ian Freeman. And I see Ian Freeman out in the park, and Ian Freeman is doing something that gives me legal grounds to have contact with them. And then I give Ian Freeman supposedly lawful orders that are conflicting, and I confuse Ian Freeman, and then I can kill Ian Freeman at a point where it seems that I have a justified reason to shoot him. And so that kind of thing is a possible scenario.
Yeah,
and that same Yeah, in that same city, St. Paul, Minneapolis, all in like the last, what, year or so? Do you remember the dude who had a concealed carry permit?
Philando Castile.
Exactly. And so what happened there? The cop forced an error. The dude was sitting in the car, and he was lawfully carrying a gun. The cop told him not to whatever, you know, not to touch.
Keep
it,
your
whatever.
Hands where I can see them, but get your license and registration. That's right. In my pocket.
And so the dude makes an error and touches his gun, and so because the dude
he did not touch his gun. He went to grab his driver's license out of his wallet in his pocket. The cop said, I thought he was reaching for his gun.
Right. So once again, the cops' rule, their flawed rules of engagement forced a situation, I won't even say an error, but forced a situation where the guy is dead where he shouldn't even have a scratch on him.
Mm-hmm.
And also in St. Paul, Minneapolis, in the recent time frame. Do you remember the case of the Aussie woman? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, the family just filed a wrongful death lawsuit where the police were responding to a report of sexual assault. This woman ran up to the car, and because she startled the police officer, they wound up shooting her from inside their cop car.
Jesus.
Right, right. So once again, the cops have some rules that, I mean, if somebody runs up to the side of my car as a civilian, and if I'm carrying a gun, my first thought isn't to pull out my gun and shoot them because I'm, you know, I'm trained as someone who carries a firearm that I can't just shoot anybody who runs up to me. But the cops are given this programming that tells them that for some reason they can shoot anybody who runs up to them. So once again, their rules, you know, I'll say force an error. That's my, you know, the error was to run up to a police officer. So once again, the cops' stupid rules or rules of engagement force an error that causes the death of an innocent citizen. And then there's a situation that was here in Albuquerque where there was a veteran, a Mideast veteran who was, surprise, surprise, suicidal.
Hmm.
And he's at the gas station holding his own handgun to his own head for, you know, like 10, 15, 20 minutes trying to decide whether he's going to blow his own brains out or not. Well, he doesn't have to make that decision because a cop at one point blows his brains out for him. Why? Because he had a gun. And
wow.
He'd been holding it to his own head for 10 or 15 minutes. And he didn't make any sudden move with the gun toward the cop. The cop just decided that it was time to shoot.
Jeez.
Did you get a chance to watch this most recent? Oh, first of all, let me say, of all those videos and incidents that we just talked about, the video that I've been talking to you about with this shooting in Minneapolis, the most recent one,
yeah,
is more egregious than any of those. So did you get a chance to watch it yet?
No, I have not watched that, but you called in to describe it in great detail over the last couple days. Thank you, David, for your call.
And the most appalling one to me is the situation where two cops are holding down a 90-pound 17-year-old kid.
Oh, boy.
A third cop walks in, says, I don't have time for this ass, and shoots the kid in the back.
Wow. All
in
right.
The back.
That's why I don't watch these anymore for the most part. I've seen so much, it's just hard to handle it. None of it surprises me anymore, and it's just, it's tragic. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Patrick Holbeck, and I'm running for governor. Time for some straight talk. I'm pro-God, pro-family, pro-life, and pro-constitutional carry. As an aerospace engineer, I like to fix things. We need to fix our roads, our schools, our auto insurance, our health care, and our tax policy. That's exactly what I will do if you elect me as your next governor. Principled solutions prioritize your best interests, not lobbyists. Paid for by Patrick Holbeck for governor.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. 3 Ukrainians are under arrest after alleged cyber attacks on more than 100 companies here in the United States. Federal officials said during a press conference in Seattle that 3 Ukrainian hackers led some of the cyber attacks that happened to many of the large companies. The group used malware to infiltrate into a total of 3,600 businesses in America. FBI Special Agent in Charge, JTAB.
The Fin7 group was sophisticated in both its cyber intrusion techniques and the way that it wormed itself into private sector businesses' computer networks.
Richard Downing is the Acting Deputy Assistant Attorney General.
The criminal organization allegedly breached not only computer networks in the United States companies, but also companies abroad, including the United Kingdom, Australia, and France.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Over the last 4 years, 3 of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up what you want here. The number 855-450, free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Hey, did you miss ForkFest 2018? Well, you can start planning now for ForkFest 2019. We pretty much know what the dates are likely to be. It's going to be the 5 days before the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and that is tentatively scheduled for the ForkFest is scheduled for June 13th through June 18th. The Porcupine Freedom Festival will start on the 18th, ostensibly. If that changes, we will certainly let you know. But you'll be able to join like-minded voluntarists, anarchists, libertarians next summer, again, June 13th through the 18th, ForkFest 2019. What makes it different? Well, it's a fork of other camping parties in the woods, and it's decentralized, meaning there is no board of directors. There are no organizers besides everybody who attends. So you get to organize yourself. You organize what it is you want to do. Maybe you just want to go camp and hang out with people. That's easy. If you want to put on some sort of thing for other people to do, Daryl, you did some athletic events this year.
Yes.
And you also threw a big party. Well, it wasn't as big as it could have been, but
correct.
It was a fun party from what I understood. I was not able to make it to it, unfortunately, due to whatever else it was that I was doing at the time.
I think you were probably recording Free Talk Live and protecting gear from the rain.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that was the day that my laptop actually shut off during the recording because too much water dripped on the keyboard. It got a little scary, but otherwise we had a great time, and it really is a lot of fun. In fact, most of the days on ForkFest were bright and sunny and beautiful, and it was excellent. So you definitely want to come on out if you haven't yet. It's a great excuse to come tour New Hampshire, of course. It's happening in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire at Rogers Campground, and nobody is in charge of this thing. So again, you've got to decide what to do there and what to create for others to do. So go to forkfest.party. That is the unofficial website. There's also unofficial Telegram chat and forum available. You can click over through those things on the website at forkfest.party. Once again, that's June 13th through the 18th. Mark your calendar now for 2019, forkfest.party. All right, we got the video here. Donald Trump and his comments about grocery stores.
Yeah, so before we get into the comments about grocery stores, let me sort of preface why he was even speaking.
Right.
He was at some campaign rally in Tampa, Florida yesterday. Apparently they've got their statewide primaries coming up in about 4 weeks, so he was down there campaigning for some Republicans. And CBS News said that he touched on one of his favorite topics, everything from unemployment figures for minorities to trade and tariffs. Quote, "Now, thanks to our tariffs, our steel workers are back on the job. American steel mills are back open for business. We're starting to set new records, and nobody believed it could happen this quickly." Which doesn't seem to be actually in line with facts.
Reality, yeah.
Most of what he said at this rally was not in line with facts.
Sure. I mean, hey, the old Nazi lessons on propaganda are still true today. You know, you got to repeat the lie a bunch of times and people will start to believe it. If Donald Trump says, hey, the economy's turned around, we did it, then all of his followers are going to buy it.
Right. And then he made this absolutely absurd comment about groceries that I'm not going to mention yet because we do have video. And then he said, and they just came out with a poll. Did you hear? The most popular person in the history of the Republican Party is Trump. Can you believe it?
So referring to himself in the third person.
Correct.
Okay.
That also not true. There was some kind of polling done showing, you know, like popularity of a president at a certain point in their presidency from a particular polling group that did not exist when Abe Lincoln was president.
Yeah, so of course.
Trump's trying to say that there's a poll showing he was more popular than Abe Lincoln. That's not what the poll did at all. It was, here's approval ratings from this one particular polling company at this point in a presidency.
Gotcha.
And among Republicans, since whenever this poll has been in existence, I think he comes in second behind George Bush, was slightly more popular at
original
this point.
George Bush?
The second one.
Okay, the younger one.
Again, among Republicans at a specific point in their presidency.
You want to hear the audio?
Now, let's get to the audio that proves that Donald Trump has never actually gone grocery shopping.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it. Well, here we go.
This is why the time has come for voter ID, like everything else. Voter ID.
Like everything else. We got to have ID for everything. More ID means more freedom, right?
No.
No.
No. And the thing is, there's all these people that advocate for voter ID that they'll then point to, well, if you want to buy cigarettes or you want to buy this or you want to buy that or do this or do that. So because somebody's infringing on things in these other areas, that's then justification to infringe somewhere else.
That's typical
like
for government
people. The people that advocate for really, really, really strict border control say, well, just sneak into Mexico. So because the Mexican government might not like something, that's not justification for more tyranny. You don't justify tyranny because somebody else has tyranny.
Well, they do.
In the name of freedom.
Oh, right, right. Yeah, if you actually believe in freedom, then no, you shouldn't do those things. But if you're a tyrant and a wannabe tyrant, then that's
right.
That's
but
fine justification.
I'm talking about, you know, supposed libertarians that will come up with...
libertarians saying those things. Okay.
Supposed.
I see.
That will say, well, you know, something Mexico. Yeah, well, Mexico also has... I think they may have changed this a few years ago, but at one time they had compulsory voting to where it was the law that you had to vote.
Really?
Yeah,
I didn't know that they had that in Mexico.
I think they may have gotten rid of it within the last...
Australia had that for sure, and they still have that.
There are a bunch of countries that do, and if the United States ever moved to compulsory voting, I would not vote.
Quit. Yeah, you'd protest it. All right, here's the remainder of the quote.
You know, if you go out and you want to buy groceries, you need a picture on a card. You need ID.
What? Wait, what?
You need a picture on a card.
You need ID, he says.
Yes. Finish the quote.
Go out and you want to buy anything. You need ID and you need your picture.
If you want to buy anything.
Anything.
Anything at all, you need ID. I don't know if he's ever bought anything in his life.
Yeah.
Let's go on.
In this country, the only time you don't need it, in many cases, is when you want to vote for a president, when you want to vote for a senator, when you want to vote for a governor or a congressman. It's crazy.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Get rid of muscle.
This is... absolutely ridiculous and ludicrous, and there are a lot of states that are moving towards, you know, these stricter voter ID requirements. Mm-hmm. And one thing that I've heard time and time again testified to the legislative committee in
New Hampshire is a state wherein you do not have to show ID in order to vote.
Asterisks, they strongly suggest
to make
it,
you do it though.
But if your next door neighbor is the moderator and has lived next door to you their entire life,
yeah,
they can vouch and say, yes, I know who this person is.
Well, even if they don't know you, if you don't have an ID, they will take your picture.
Right, but there are procedures to where if the poll workers know
they can
vouch for your identity.
And that happens to me.
And there are people that want to get rid of that and say, no, grandma needs an ID, or she has to fill out this challenged voter affidavit and then be treated like a common criminal for wanting to vote.
Right, they will investigate you if you vote without ID.
And if you fail to return the postcard, then they can send somebody knocking on your door now.
They can, but they never have in my particular case.
No. They changed it.
Oh, just recently?
Yeah.
Well, I guess I'll be getting some door knocks because I don't show ID to vote. I've actually only done it once in New Hampshire, and that was when I was in a super hurry, and I didn't really have time to go through the normal process of refusing to show. So Donald Trump apparently never been inside a grocery store in his life, saying you need to have ID just to buy groceries in the United States. This is Free Talk Live.
This November, I'll be running the world's biggest and most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon, as a member of Team Innocence Project. The Innocence Project was the first legal organization to systematically apply DNA testing to cases of wrongful convictions as a powerful tool to reveal innocence. So far in 2018, the Innocence Network has welcomed 32 wrongfully convicted people home from prison for crimes they did not commit and had a record-breaking 850 people unite in Memphis at their annual conference. The movement of freeing the innocent and reforming the criminal justice system is growing and would not be possible without your support. Together as 68 network organizations around the world, they've helped exonerate 513 people who spent a combined total of 7,804 years in prison. They've also worked together to pass over 150 laws in the U.S. to help prevent wrongful convictions. You can support the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart-to-Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart-Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain. There's enough time here. If you want to join us now, our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733. And also the Skype username is lrn.fm. Plus, there's our Discord on-air call-in line room at discord.lrn.fm. We were talking about DVDs earlier tonight with a video rental business and telling a kind of a success story of one video rental company that's actually managed to thrive during all the other years when, you know, Blockbuster's been going out of business, Hollywood Video out of business. Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree on DVD is still available, and the last 100 of them that I have, I suspect are going to last me for the rest of my life as far as how long it's going to take to actually sell through all 100. You know, when the company that was manufacturing these, because we actually did have, like, a real DVD pressing company pick up Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. It was actually thanks to Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends who had made the connection of the company back when he had Guns and Weed and a couple
Brother
other
Freedom.
Yes, and there was another one that he did about shooting.
Oh yeah, non-aggression principle and gun safety or something.
That. Anyway, he made the connection.
I'm fairly
there.
Certain he'll send us an email
to let us know what it was.
Yeah,
he made the connection there at MVD Video and got me hooked up with them. And you know, we did everything that we needed to do. We made like a master version of the DVD and you know sent it off to them and they pressed it and they you know got the boxes and the cover art and everything. Like we really did a full on proper director's cut DVD with two commentary tracks and everything. And unfortunately, you know. We're not the biggest show in the world, and right. The libertarian movement isn't the biggest movement in the world, and so it never really sold very, very well. And so after, I don't know, I guess about 5 years, of them offering the DVD and selling it on Amazon. And, you know, one or two a month would go out the door through Amazon. They basically decided, yeah, this isn't worth us inventorying anymore. It's,
right.
not, it's not worth doing whatever work we have to do to keep this thing in stock or whatever. And so they said, look, we will sell you the remaining, or actually we'll just ship you, I think. We'll just ship you the remaining inventory we have if you want. Otherwise, we're going to destroy it. And I was like, okay. You know, send it on.
I'll take it.
It's no problem. And there was like 120 of them, and I think, you know, we've sold through a dozen or something like that. So we probably have just over 100 of these DVDs remaining. You can get them in two ways. Conan, who's normally here with us on Wednesday nights, he was just beat from working too hard this week, couldn't make it in tonight. He's the one who sells the eBay version, so you can get it on eBay. So you can use your, you know, PayPal or credit card or whatever through eBay. And then if you wanted to use cryptocurrency, we were doing it on SaveItPurse.com, but they turned off their third-party sales option.
Yeah.
And so it is now available, purportedly, on OpenBazaar.
All right.
So no one has yet attempted to order it through OpenBazaar, but it is there. And if you want to experiment with that, go to VictimlessCrimeSpree.com. You can watch the movie for free there. And then there's an ordering, you know, page which tells you about how to order and gives you the links to the DVD on eBay and that sort of thing. So head over to VictimlessCrimeSpree.com. And again, you can watch the whole thing for free online, but you don't get the bonuses. You don't get the 8 hours of bonus footage, which is basically all the footage we made the movie out of, with the exception of the interviews, because the movie's mostly activist footage, actually, you know, shot in the streets and on the scene. And so you can get to see the clips from the movie in their full context of where they came from. All of that footage is there, including videos that were banned from YouTube. So the videos of, like, the school where Derek J. And myself and Renee were at the school doing outreach, those videos have been banned from YouTube. They are on the DVD.
Why were they removed?
Somebody complained.
Interesting.
Somebody complained, probably because their kid was on the video inadvertently in the background or something like that. Or maybe it was one of the teachers who complained. Either way, it was one of those things where, oh, somebody complained because they're being used without permission, even though it's not a commercial production, you know. But either way.
Yeah.
So you can check out the bonuses. You get the commentary tracks. You get the director's cut. You get the trailers and some of the promotional materials and more. And I think we also included the Q&A session on the DVD. So from the
original screening.
Yeah, the theatrical screening when we first released the movie back in 2012. So it's actually been 6 years now almost since this happened. The initial screening here in Keene where Derek J. and I we actually showed the movie, and then afterwards we went to the front of the theater and we did like basically a half hour, hour long Q&A session from the audience. It gave away some movie posters and it was a lot of fun. So go and check it out at victimlesscrimespree.com as we go to Sarah. She's in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yes, so it was announced that the less teenagers are smoking cigarettes now.
Fewer teenagers. Yeah.
Yeah, fewer teenagers. I don't know. There's actually a percentage. I did that. Like, it might have went down by 50%. But what they're doing is they're doing the vapor, the e-cigarette.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is a lot more tolerable. And then, plus another thing.
Wait. Did you say tolerable or terrible?
I think she said terrible.
Tolerable. I mean, I can deal with the e-cigs, you know, people at the bus stop. If there's 10 of them, I could live with it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So even though they do give out fragrance, but I could deal with them a lot better than
It's much more smoker. Pleasant. The scent of the vaporizer in many cases is scented with fruit flavors and, you know, bubble gum and all kinds of more pleasant scents than the smell of cigarette smoke.
And they're actually caustic. You know what I mean? They're actually toxic. And,
Wait, the cigarettes or the e-cigarettes?
The cigarettes. I mean, the e-cigarettes, they have, like, nicotine and other chemicals that are irritating.
Do you think,
like,
Sarah, that the teenagers should be arrested for possession of e-cigarettes?
Well, no, I mean, don't they allow that? What's the age? Is it 18, 21? 21?
In most places, it's 18. In some places, it is 21. Massachusetts has a law that allows towns to actually have a 21.
Hawaii just increased theirs a few months ago. Might have been beginning of this year, 21.
But no, I mean, so my question for you, though, Sarah, is should a teenager, let's say age 15, 16...
Say somebody that's 17 years old and their birthday is next week to where they're about to turn 18.
Well, I don't, you know, that's too far-fetched being... They cannot arrest minors for doing such minor things. You know what I mean?
They shouldn't? Is that what you said? They should not? Or they?
Well, they never do anyways. I mean, if you murder somebody, they can't put you in jail. I've never seen anybody do anything to anything under minor, you know, even such.
You're not around. You don't know. I absolutely know that at least here in New Hampshire, teenagers will absolutely be arrested for smoking cigarettes. At the very least, they will be stopped by the police and ticketed and have their cigarettes taken from them. And that's effectively an arrest. I mean, whether or not the cop puts them in handcuffs and books them down at the station is irrelevant. The act of ticketing is basically, as I understand it, a legal arrest because you've been stopped. You've been taken away from your freedom. You don't have the freedom to leave. You've been detained by this officer, and they hit you with a court date. So it does happen. It absolutely does. And, you know, of course, how many of those teenagers who've been harassed by the police like this, how many of them actually turn around and stop smoking? Oh, the cops caught me. I got a ticket. I guess I got to stop smoking now.
No,
well,
about
maybe
none of them.
Well, better off smoking, going into e-cigarettes. But that's, you know what? That it's good for them. It is good for them rather than like, you know, they have lung disease. But I mean, again, like,
well, there's not a whole lot of detail right now on long-term damage done by vaporizers. I wouldn't go out on a limb like you just did and say it's good for them. I would say that it seems like it is less damaging to do the e-cigarettes, to inhale a form of vapor. But of course, it's not just water vapor. It's a vapor of nicotine. It's a vapor of polypropylene glycol or something like that. It's basically, you know, they've got things that are essentially found in antifreeze in some of these e-cigarettes.
All right, so that's a myth.
That's a myth?
So there's a similar name for what is in antifreeze, but what they put in the e-cigs is not that same chemical.
But whatever it is, it ain't water vapor that's going into your lungs. So it may not be safe to use an e-cigarette, but it's probably not as dangerous as smoking actual carcinogenic smoke, you know.
It's a big win, is the fact there are no places for people to smoke anymore. As we see, the New York Housing Authority, they're going to throw them all out of their homes.
It is definitely getting harder to be a smoker, but the thing is, Sarah, in a lot of those cities like New York, and thanks for the call tonight, in a lot of those cities where they have excessive restrictive rules against smoking, many of them are applying the same rules to e-cigarettes.
Yep.
So they're taking away the incentive to use the e-cigarette, because it used to be that you could use the e-cigarette in places in which you could not use the cigarette, and so people would switch to the e-cigarette.
Right.
But now, if you have to all go outside anyway, whether or not you're a cigarette smoker or an e-cigarette user, a lot of people are going to switch back to the cigarette because some of them say it hits them better.
Right.
We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, you can join us, freetalklive.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.